You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
August series has come to an end and the results were none too spectacular. Tumultuous times call for, well, some kind of stability, a lodestar that you can look towards and make some safe bets. And that is the whole point of this podcast, because we give you some names that you can bet on. And how do we get these names? We speak to analysts across the board and they give us their timely interventions and indeed their wisdom. And all of that is congealed into one podcast we like to call Stock Picks of the Day with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Dharmesh Shah of ICICI Direct, and this is a list of top two stocks which could give 11 to 16% return in the next 6 months. So the time frame we're looking at is 6 months. Before anything, let's run through that list of stocks very quickly. State Bank of India has a buy call, ended trade yesterday at 274 rupees. Target we're looking at is 318 rupees with a stop loss placed at 255 rupees for an upside of 16%. Next up, Supreme Industries, which also has a buy call. Ended trade yesterday at 1,100 rupees 25 paise. Target we're looking at is 1,225 rupees 1225. Stop loss placed at 1,049 rupees for an upside of 11%. Supreme Industries and State Bank of India both with buy calls. Before we go into the recent biographies of those stocks and why they're decent bets for the next 2 months, let's find out what Dharmesh has to say about the trends on the Lal Street. Equity benchmark witnessed strong up move since last Friday as buying demand emerges near the major support area of 10,600, but it failed to hold on to gains. The belief by ICICI Direct is that the temporary breather towards 11,000 to 10,900, which is the 50% retracement of the last three sessions up move from 10,637 to 11,141, should be used as an incremental buying opportunity for an up move towards 11,200 levels in the coming weeks. In the current context, the index witnessed a sharp bounce after correcting 12% over the past 12 weeks. In the process, most of the pessimism has been overdone in the index. Going forward, the expectation is that the index will continue with its outperformance, so the advice to investors would be to accumulate quality mid-cap stocks in a staggered manner. And going back to that list of stocks, we start with State Bank of India. The share price in the last four sessions has witnessed a sharp up move near the key support area around 260 to 255 rupees, validating the presence of buying demand and offers favorable risk-reward setup to ride the next upleg. The key support area for SBI is placed at 260 to 255 rupees. Weekly stochastic has generated a bullish crossover from the extreme oversold territory. The expectation is that the stock will resolve higher and head towards the earmarked target of 318 rupees, as it is the 50% retracement of the past 7 week decline, that is from 374 to 263 rupees, which is placed at, well, 318 rupees. So State Bank of India with a buy call. Next, Supreme Industries. The stock has registered a trendline breakout, joining the highs since May 2018, that is 1,448 rupees, and is seen sustaining above the same in the last 2 weeks, signaling a potential reversal of the corrective trend and offers fresh entry opportunity to ride the next up move in the stock. The share price has witnessed a higher base formation in the last 10 months around the major support area of 1,000 rupee levels. The sharp up move from the support area and improved price structure make ICICI Direct confident of raising the support base higher towards the 1049 levels. Now, what is that level? It is the 61.8% retracement of the last leg of the up move, which was 10,637 to 11,141 on the Nifty. The stock has already taken more than 18 months to retrace just 61.8% of the previous 15 months' major up move, which was from 730 rupees to almost double at 1,476 rupees. It has taken about 18 months to do just 61.8% retracement of this move. A slower retracement of the last rising segment signals robust price structure. The expectation is that the stock will resolve higher and head towards 1,225 rupee levels. That is, of course, the 50% retracement of the entire decline, that is from 1476 to 946. So, target we're looking at is 1,225 rupees for Supreme Industries. One last time those names, State Bank of India with a buy call, target 318, stop loss 255, upside of 16%. Supreme Industries with a buy call as well. Target 1225, stop loss 1049, upside of 11%. Both these options of stocks valid for a time frame of 6 months. Our thanks to Dharmesha, who's a head technical at ICICIdirect.com Research, and he is also hoping that these two names prove useful to you, not only over the course of today, but over the course of the next 6 months, should you choose to place your faith in them. I'll of course see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street, a recap of the events on D Street, and of course stories of the day, a recap of everything else in the world, as also digging deeper, where we will be asking the question, what is currency devaluation? And what is China up to? In the meanwhile, do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com, or leave us a comment. It's been a while since I've read your comments on either Apple Podcasts or Castbox or wherever else it is that you listen to us on. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
And finally, a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, stock analysis, and trading recommendations. You can now subscribe to Money Control Pro for just 289 rupees for a year as part of our independence offer. Use the code FREEDOM, FREEDOM. The offer is valid until the 31st of August for Android and desktop users. You can log on to moneycontrol.com to subscribe.
Stock picks of the day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.